It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This song sounds like, who is this? Do you know who it is, Dylan?
Of course I do. This is old Kenny Wayne.
So I was saying, it sounds like a little bluesy kind of...
A little Kenny Wayne Shepherd?
Kind of... a song that you would sit at a bar and discuss your woes while taking a shot, talking about the Braves.
See, I actually, when I hear this,
good time until you got a Braves.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna go a little bit different. This song, it's not a song I don't think on there, but this song reminds me of a song from the movie Roadhouse, like the old school, the 80s Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze and Sam Elliott. Yeah, because they had a blues band that played in the bar. And I know that no one on this side, Day Day might be the only person that's seen Roadhouse on this show other than me. Have you seen Roadhouse, Steph? The original.
If I have,
not that
it's
crap
been...
with Conor McGregor and Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, I have not seen that one either. But No. I'm saying if I have, it's probably been like decades. I'm not like a huge movie buff. Mm-hmm. It's something about watching, like, I like watching movies, but then part of me feels like I'm stuck inside for 2 hours. I could be doing something else. It's a very weird relationship I have with movies.
Yeah.
Can't really explain it.
I don't have that issue. I enjoy.
I couldn't watch movies all day like some people could because I want to see the sun.
Well, it depends on the day. Is it
rainy?
Is it raining pollen outside? Then yes, I will stay inside. Like
that
Sunday,
fair.
It was hazy and pollen filled day. Dude, you know how bad the pollen is? Is that it rained
historically bad?
It rained Monday, right?
It's
and
disgusting.
It stopped raining like once. I guess I got home from the office, and I had like splotches of water on my truck, and then now it's splotches of pollen still, and it's like caked on there, so it needs to be washed off. Yeah, it's pretty heavy. But yes, speaking of which.
Speaking of which, things are pretty heavy, I guess you could say, for the Braves right now.
Apparently their bats are heavy. They can't swing them quick enough to get through to hit the ball because they're brutal.
Winless on the season, and they lost to the Dodgers 3-1 last night. As you said, the bright spot, though, was Chris Sale.
Well, through five innings.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave up three earned and five innings. Through five innings, he had one hit the Dodgers. Sixth inning kind of came off the rails. I mean, 130, 91, 167, 214, 136, 56, 158, 0, and 286. That's what the average, the batting average was. The on base percentage is equally as pathetic, other than Olson and Marcell Ozuna, who are both over three. And Marcell Ozuna's got a 542 on base percentage. He's getting on base. He's walking.
Yeah, he had a nice little opposite field hit in his first at bat last night.
You know, though, what his on base percentage tells me, Mike? Him and Matt Olson, that's the only guys they're taking seriously right now in the lineup. And they're drawing walks.
Yeah.
And because both those guys, because Ozuna's only hitting 214. So they're getting on base, but the rest of the lineup, they have zero respect for right now, baseball.
And here's a stat I'll give you. I looked at this one today.
Stat of the day.
The opposing team is averaging 2 stolen bases per game against you. Right. Yikes. Now, the Atlanta Braves. So there's been, 12 stolen bases against the Atlanta Braves, Drake Baldwin and Chadwick Tromp. I thought Drake Baldwin's offense would outweigh the lack of defensive prowess that we have without Sean Murphy in the lineup, but it has not. And they've been stealing at will and making you – and he throws one into center field last night. Again, when you're hitting 130 as a team, it doesn't really matter, but – it's just another thing, yeah, in another category that you're not being able to get it done.
I tweeted this morning, I do not want to hear another word about pitching until the team is more than 1 for 36 of runners in scoring position, until this team has scored more than – dude, they're 0-7. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's four games. You know how many runs they have? That's 18-36. What is it? Is it 54 and then 72? So 72 innings. You know how many runs they've scored? 2. And one of them was unearned. Yeah. They have scored one earned run in 72 innings. That is absolutely as bad as it gets. I mean, so I don't want to hear a freaking word about pitching.
Yeah. That's as bad as it gets, and this is going to be as good as it gets. You know what time it is? It's Which One Wednesday. Today's Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations, or you can hop online and order that to go or for delivery. Look, we got Bo versus Dylon. The Honorable Judge Tiffany will decide who's going to bring home the title today, and let's go ahead and hop right into it. How about this one? Little Pork Chop will be due very soon. I am going to Disney World over the weekend. Which one will happen first? I will chafe, or Bo will get poop on his finger.
Oh, wow.
I will chafe, or Bo will get poop on his finger. Which one will happen first?
Who's going first?
Go ahead, Bo.
You're going to be chafing first, because...
1,000%.
Here's the deal. Little baby squid, little pork chop, she won't be born until sometime in the 10 o'clock hour on Monday.
That's the
C-section.
Plan. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, schedule.
It's kind of scheduled. So that gives you...
This week?
Of Monday.
What's
Monday?
That's crazy.
The 7th. Crazy. So that it gives you like a two-day head start to get raw.
I know.
And I'm going to tell you something.
To get raw.
I played Sweetens on my diaper golf, right? I played 30 holes thereabouts, and there was a lot of walking cart path only.
Yeah.
I was chafing by the end of the day.
Tough times. Go ahead, Dylon.
I'm going to go with Bo getting poop on his finger.
Yeah!
Because, listen, Mike,
he's a rookie.
Me personally, I've already given you the recipe.
You did.
To not chafe.
You did. You gave me a phenomenal product that I'm looking
forward
to utilizing.
It's called Monkey Butt. Go get you some Monkey Butt. It helps you not chafe.
Is that how they advertise to men? Because women have a bunch of chafing stuff on the market right now, but I never see it for men. I was going to tell them to go get them some Dove stick.
I'm actually going to put this out there. I actually did not know that women had that problem.
Thighs, man.
Yeah.
I don't have that problem. I'm just kidding.
But, yes, you go out there, you get you some monkey butt. It's phenomenal. It'll keep you dry, and it'll stop you from, having those issues. Bo, on the other hand, though, he's going to slip up, man.
Yeah.
He's gonna think he cleaned an area.
Gonna get a
good,
fingernail in
and
there.
He's gonna oh. he's gonna Going a little too far.
I'm gonna go ahead and stop you right now because I got another question.
Keep it moving.
You're highly underestimating the humidity of Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, I've been to Disney. I know what it's like out there.
You definitely might. All right, follow me on this schedule. All right, follow me right here. The Hawks play Dallas tonight on a back-to-back at Dallas, and they play the Knicks on Saturday at 3 p.m. The Braves play at L.A. tonight, Friday against the Marlins, and Saturday at 7:15 p.m. Which one gets a win first, the Braves or the Hawks? Again, Hawks at Dallas tonight versus the Knicks Saturday afternoon, or the Braves tonight, Friday against the Marlins, and Saturday night. Which one gets a win first? Dylan, we'll start with you.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, man. This one is honestly very tough. I'm going to give my benefit of the doubt to the Braves. They're going to get a win tonight. They're going to do it tonight. They're going to rally. They're going to get a win against the Dodgers. Bryce Elder is going to be okay enough. He's going to be just okay. He's going to probably do what the last few starting pitchers have done, 5 innings, 3 runs, somewhere around there. Okay. But the Braves' offense is going to explode. We're going to get a big fly from the Big Bear. We're going to get a Matt Olson home run. And the Braves are finally going to get that first win of the season.
I like you think Blake Snell is going to crap? Blake Snell is going to crap the bed today. I think it is the Braves, but you're wrong because it'll be on Friday.
Friday,
because that's when the Braves will get it. They're coming home. Sometimes is the best thing for you. You basically has been a 2-week road trip essentially, and because you went out there and played some Arizona games with the Cubs. You know, you just need to get home, get in your own bed, get a little home cooking, and then maybe the energy at Truist can fire you up. Hopefully we'll have a packed park Friday night at Truist, and you can get rolling.
Keep it moving, gentlemen.
All right, here, let's go with this one. Teased it, headed into the break. Who is currently the better general manager? Is it Landry Fields or is it Terry Fontenot? I don't have to give any nuance or caveat. You guys are just up to answer, but we'll start with you.
Who is the better general manager?
Right now.
Neither one of them's taking the cake for me right now. The play-in game in the NBA, I mean, hell, half the league makes the playoffs or the play-in. Terry has you at 9-8. I think that the one thing I give Terry Fontenot credit is he's done a phenomenal job with getting talent that's already in the league to come in here and sign good deals. But I'll go with Landry Fields, and here's why. Here's why. Landry Fields has won his last two trades, and that is a hell of a comeback after what this team did with the trade for DeJounte Murray, which was almost a franchise killer.
All right. Go ahead, Dylon.
Terry Fontenot is the answer, and I'll tell you why. He has done more and been more successful with less. We all know the stints he had to go through those first 2 years where they had absolutely nothing to work with. And he still somehow gave Arthur Smith enough groceries to put a somewhat watchable product on the field. He did. He has gone out, and that's thanks to Arthur Blank, too, but he has gone out and made the moves that he has been supposed to make. These teams have been set up to win. It has been by no fault of Terry Fontenot that the Falcons have not succeeded. He's given them the groceries. The meal just hasn't been prepared.
Wow. You just lied through your teeth a little bit, didn't you?
I'm a little bit shocked. I'm a little bit taken off base, but nonetheless, I respect it. All right, how about this one? Let's go back to this. Dylon did not communicate very well with Abe over a 5K over the weekend, and I made light of the fact that Bo has literally never invited me to play golf out at his place out in Woodstock. All right, so which one happens first? Abe and Dylan run a 5K together, or Bo and Mike play golf? Dylan, we'll start with you.
Oh, you and Bo are going to play golf first. Look, and simply because
like, that ship is sailing,
I don't run a lot of 5Ks. Like, Simone is trying to get into this thing where she's running a lot more 5Ks. If I can run them with her, I will, but I feel like most of the time our schedules don't align to where I can run the 5K with her. Mm. And I'm more of a baller, man. I'm a hooper at heart. So if I'm going to get up in the morning on a Saturday, I'm going to go out with my friends and go hoop because we've already got a schedule set at Saturday morning where we go hoop at and we already have things aligned. So if I can go out to the park and hoop, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, which one, Bo?
We'll play golf together because, for one, when I make plans, I show up. Unlike some people.
It wasn't my fault. Not entirely.
Abe was hot with you.
Let me tell you something. You're 28 years old?
29.
29? Oh, it's your fault, brother. If you're in a relationship.
Simone's on a point.
There's your first. That's why it's your fault right there.
All right. Let me stop you right there. Let's try to get in one more. How about this one? More likely for next season in the NFL. Will Levis is the Titans starting quarterback, or Kirk Cousins is the Browns starting quarterback? Which one is more likely? Will Levis starts for the Titans? Kirk starts for the Browns? Bo, we'll start with you.
Will Levis starts for the Titans. And here's why. Because I don't know if they hold on to that pick, but I don't know if they're sold on either quarterback either. The Titans are trying to play games. They're trying to be fast talkers. But I just don't believe in the Kirk Cousins of the Browns thing. It just the Browns... It doesn't make sense in any way. They don't want to give up anything, and they're not going to. So the Browns, you're telling me the Browns are going to pay, they're going to have like an $80 million cap hit for two quarterbacks this year? I find that highly unlikely. Mm.
What do you think, Dylon?
The Browns simply won't have a choice. It's going to be Kirk Cousins to the Browns. They got to do something at QB, and guess what? They've already re-signed Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett wants to win. They're going to try to make that happen. They're going to try to make Myles Garrett happy. So they're going to make another bad decision. It's going to be good for us.
They don't need to make him happy. He's already signed. They gave him the money. That made him happy.
Tiffany, I'm going to be honest. I don't know which way you're going to go on this one. So I'm not going to select which one. What do you think today?
All right. I did appreciate Dylan's sell on Kirk Cousins. I did appreciate the sell. I don't think Will Levis is going to be back, and I think the Browns already basically just said Deshaun Watson, or not basically, they said...
Ship has sailed.
They still got to pay him. That's the problem.
I know, but...
He's there no matter what financially.
Remind me of the previous argument again before the Browns question.
I don't know. The Abe run,
Dylan not taking personal accountability for standing up a coworker in brand.
Yes, but here's my thing is that, Bo, you are about to have a baby on Monday. Yeah. I don't foresee you playing golf anytime soon.
Oh, that's not true. I'll be out about 3 weeks, and then I'll be back.
That might be true.
We're having one, not six.
I'm a big advocate of making sure he gets out of the house at times. I just don't know that I'll be with him at any point in the future.
He doesn't invite you. I feel like it's been 2 years of this show.
I've invited him plenty of times, but Mike wants to play at a specific time frame, and that doesn't fit my life.
You're alive.
Now, moving forward, it might fit my life.
I'm going to award this to Dylan.
Oh, wow.
Just because I think...
I didn't see it coming.
I don't foresee you hitting the golf course. Oh. I think it's not going to line up. I was going to hinge it on two questions, and that kind of one, I just don't... You're about to have a child. Your life is going to change in ways that you don't even know.
I'll pull a Papa Sutton. She can ride around in the golf cart with me.
Look, I am the girl that has a dog, but I know.
Put the car seat in the golf cart.
My friends have kids. Yeah.
So now even the girl with just a dog's giving me you just wait and see.
I've tried so hard not to do that to you.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.